This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Now, far from being a way to eliminate crime, as argued and maintained by the city of Johannesburg, raids on inner city buildings that are seen as derelict and are overrun by illegal immigrants have disproportionately targeted the poor and vulnerable residents in the city. Our guest wrote an interesting piece with the Daily Maverick. She points out how we as a nation stereotype the poor to the point of violating their rights. She highlights that Operation Fiela, led by Mayor Herman Mashaba, actually violated people's rights and dignity in the inner city. Khululiwe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And thank you very much for taking this time to speak to us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. Let us pick it up from there. You're saying that Operation Fiela actually was a violation of people's rights and dignity within the inner city.
Yes, yes. That's what I say in my piece, because a large part of it targeted the poor residents of the inner city living in the buildings that are called the bad buildings described by the media.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. And what has happened, at least from our recordings in the period of June 2017 to May 2018, there had been 39 raids in the inner city in these bad buildings, 20 of which are represented by the Socioeconomic Rights Institute, where I'm currently at.
Mm. And when you talk about representing, what sort of representation are you talking about in cases like this?
So in the 20 buildings that I mentioned that we're representing, they all facing evictions from private property owners. Mm. So what happens is that the city has a constitutional obligation to house those people who will be rendered homeless as a result of the eviction. So the city actually knows who these people are because they have that constitutional obligation towards them.
Mm. And maybe if we can look at the issue itself a little bit deeper in terms of the stigma of poor people, black South Africans, poor immigrants, and also white people too. Why do we treat all these groups differently? And, you know, because there is also that stigma from us as the general population that these people are just filthy and they are just littering our streets.
I think it's simply because they don't have the means to protect themselves, especially when the constitutional rights are being violated. When you think about it, the mayor or the JMPD will not just ordinarily go into Sandton and raid someone's home because Section 13(7) of the Police Act allows them to do that, because there's a high likelihood that the person can go to a court of law and challenge such action.
Mm.
But then with poor people, there's always that understanding that they're most likely not going to challenge it and you're going to get away with it.
Mm. So these raids themselves, I mean, they need to be authorized by a court of law. Does the legality thereof, or is it in question in this regard, Khululiwe?
So what is in question currently is the constitutionality of the section that has been used to operate these raids. The section that's being used is Section 13(7) of this Police Act, which allows the police to generally quite an often area for public order, to maintain and restore public order. So we as SARI have currently challenged that section in this case relating to the raids, because what we say is that it infringes on the people's right to dignity as enshrined in the Constitution, as well as the right to not have your home searched.
Mm. And what about, the fact that these people have got, one, no means? So in terms of them reporting this, do they have the rights to report? And especially because you might find that most are illegal occupants in this kind of buildings.
So My short answer to that would be, of course, if you have your house searched without a warrant of a court, you can report it or take it to court. But then in this particular instance, it becomes difficult because when you go to report it, whether you go to the police station or the commissioner, provincial, they will tell you there's a reasoning behind those raids because this section allows the police to do that. That is why it has been important for us to challenge the constitutionality of that section, because it's not being used for the intention of the legislature, that when they drafted it, they did not have that in what's being used for.
But Khulilwa, is it not about like the hijacked buildings themselves where no one is legally supposed to be there, that the cleanups should happen? Or, as you say, it's about the approach that the city has taken in this regard.
It's not even about that, because if you notice in my piece in the Daily Maverick, some of these buildings, they're not being hijacked. Some of the people who have been subjected to these raids are actually sectional title owners of their units. And even if they weren't, they are there occupying unlawfully. And the law has been very clear on what happens to such occupiers. And it doesn't mean that because you are unlawfully occupying a space, it's less of your home than someone who has a title deed somewhere in Sandton.
So, I mean, you've got the mayor, Herman Mashaba, leading this. One would have assumed that he would have known and followed the law, So what action are you taking against him? Or is there a way that it can be reported against him by these people who have been removed or whose rights have been violated in this regard within the inner city?
So what we've done is that both the city of Johannesburg and the mayor cited as respondents in the case that we launched in May last year, on behalf of the 11 buildings that Seri represents. So we're hoping that the court will review and set aside the decisions made to raid those buildings. Because as it is, from the record that we've received, they say that they were relying on Section 13.7 of the Police Act, which enables them to do that. That is why for us it's also important to challenge the constitutionality of that act, because there's less chance of it being misused if it's not constitutionally sound.
For you, Khulilwa, then, as Seri, what is the big picture here? Is it just about making sure that the right procedures are being followed, or is it about protecting the rights of those who are occupants of these particular buildings?
Our bigger approach is both, actually. Most importantly, to protect the rights of those people occupying these buildings, but also to just make sure that proper procedure is followed when these raids are being done. Because what we have noticed in the past year, or at least two, is that these raids are not only just directed at people occupying these unlawful these buildings unlawfully, but it's just part of the greatest political move that the mayor seems to be taking. If you look at the last year, we've had the informal traders in the inner city that the inner city knows about being raided in their stores where they trade. So it's not just the residents who are unlawfully occupying these buildings that are being targeted. It's essentially the poor. So we're trying to decriminalize the poor, to make sure that people understand that they are right holders, as much as someone who lives in Sandton and someone who has a building in Sandton that they run a business in.
But what would you then say, Khulilwa, to those who would say, but we know that there's sort of all illegal things that are happening within those buildings, and that's why we're having this rate?
Well, to those people, say that proper statistics needs to be obtained to back that up. Because as far as this case is concerned, when we got the record from the subs, it just follows a general system. There's no specific statistics leading to a belief that in that particular building, in that particular period, there were all these sort of illegal things happening, and that is why it was so necessary to do that. Mm. There isn't something you can hold on to that goes to show that. They all just follow the same line of reasoning, and it cannot be that in 39 buildings in a certain period, there was one issue.
Mm. So what should have happened if, say, for instance, the mayor and JMPD and whoever is involved within this case wanted to get rid of those bad elements within those buildings? What should have happened? What would have been a normal procedure for them to go through without violating the rights of those who are occupants of those buildings?
Well, the normal procedure would have been to approach a court, whether a magistrate court or a high court, to obtain a warrant. And the reason why I did this is because the presiding officer in court would have to have before him or her enough information about why these raids are being sought to get what the police say they need to get. And they would be able to be in a position to make an informed decision whether they should issue that warrant or not. If a presiding officer is not put in that place and it's just some policeman somewhere writing a letter to the provincial commissioner asking for that, it's not placed in a proper position to make an informed decision and get proper information as to why it is necessary to get to do such raids.
Mm.
At least the court is placed in a better position to get the necessary information out of the person making an application to continue to carry out those raids.
And in terms of the illegal activities that we know are happening within the buildings and the city themselves, what should the approach be? Is it different, or should they be approached differently instead of doing raids in these buildings?
I think they should be approached in the same manner that I've just explained.
Yes.
And if needs be, on very limited specific circumstances, the police would need to get more information and maybe do an urgent search, but that not go into people's homes. You cannot go and search people's homes at 2 a.m. and frog jump them to the street and they wait for hours while you search. It's just unconstitutional and inhumane. Mm.
So what's the next step now? You say the case has been going on for a while. What's the latest and, of course, the next step in this regard from your side as SERI?
So, like I said, we launched the case in May last year. We have received an answering affidavit from the state attorney who represents the Minister of Police, the provincial and national commissioner. We are yet to receive the answering affidavit from the attorneys of the city of Joburg and Mashaba, Mayor Mashaba. And from there, we're entitled to file our replying affidavit.
So you are still waiting for, particularly to put it in simpler terms, an official response in this regard. In the meantime, is it just wait and see from your side?
We've been communicating with Mayor Mashaba's attorneys, and we're hoping to receive the response as soon as possible so that we're able to file our reply and the matter can go to court, if possibly this year.
And what eventually would be the outcome that you're looking at for the raids to stop and the people who have been removed to be taken back? What would be the ultimate answer for you after all is said and done as SERI?
Well, it would be for this particular section that allows these raids to continue to be declared unconstitutional by the court, because that, at the very least, will enable those people occupying those buildings to feel safe in their homes. It will bring back the sanctity of a home, because as it is, this section is still operational, and people are going to work or to make a living unsure what is happening to their home. Aware of the fact that you can be at work and receive a call that our home has just been raided, please come back.
All right.
So we're hoping to get people to feel more safer in their homes with the law being on their side.
All right, Khululiwe, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for taking this time to speak to us. I appreciate your time and your insight.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Khululiwe Bengu, candidate attorney at the Socio-Economic Right Institute, SERI, and is working on the case against the city of Johannesburg, holds a master's in international law and an LLB. What say you to that? Eh? So, you know, for me, it's like... this raids needs to happen because we know that there's a lot of illegal activities there. But then if they are not done procedurally right, then it's going to be a big problem. Zico Smith says, lawful or unlawful, the mayor is doing a great job and must be supported at all cost. And this must be done countrywide, away with hijacked buildings, away. KG Deluxe says, please address the other sides. Does it mean that city of Johannesburg must let illegal, did ask that question, must let the illegal activities continue and we don't address it? Yeah, that's why I said it's a bit of a tricky one, because now they're talking more about the procedure, not necessarily about the action, whether it's right or not or wrong in this regard. And KG continues to say, the inner city of Johannesburg has been dangerous. Trends have proven it. We keep hiding behind human rights, but adversely violating them for those who live in this crime-infested places. As I said, what say you, you know, to this? Do you think that because the mayor and Operation Fiela have violated some rules and regulations, then it should be stopped, and we let this, you know, criminals, because they are criminals. What do you do? And as our guest was saying, you know, Khululiwe was saying that some of them are just legally there. They have their families, and they deserve to be treated the right way. But the fact is, there's a lot of criminal elements in those areas.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.